You haven't had the explosion you're going to get yet. So, okay, well, other things I wanted to talk about quickly before we have our guest Christine come in. And we've got some music from her. She's a singer-songwriter. Brand new album out, so that'll be fun. Susan G. Komen, they've been talking about that all week. Pulled some of the support
to
Planned Parenthood.
Hang on for the fight, people.
Nah, is that going to be a fight? What do you think of that?
I'm on the side of them cutting off the funding, but they
guess why did they cut off the funding? Did you hear the actual details?
Now you're asking me what was in their heart.
Well, no, that's not what they said. They had to cut it off
because Planned Parenthood is under investigation by Congress. But I think what was in their heart was that they didn't want to fund Planned Parenthood because of all the abortions.
No, that was never said.
It was never said.
No, that was never
said.
That's
what Planned Parenthood says was in their heart.
No, you're speculating. It had nothing to do with abortions. They've been giving money to Planned Parenthood for years. They haven't changed the abortion laws.
But they have a new executive director who's anti-abortion.
Oh, hey, now you're talking.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Oh, they're going to take some flack for that.
Well, they took some flack. That's why they've kind of reversed course.
Here's what's happening. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He's pledging $250,000 to Planned Parenthood to offset the funds that were cut by Susan G. Komen for the cure. He's offering up the bucks, man. $250,000.
That's probably his potato chip budget for a week.
Wasn't he a Democrat before? Didn't he turn Republican?
He could get elected or something. I don't know how he did that. He was a Democrat.
That's what I thought.
And he's very liberal.
Yeah, so he's going to go ahead and ante up. He tweeted, I got his message on Twitter, urging donors to come forward, he said. Come forward. Join me in standing with Planned Parenthood to protect and promote women's health and rights. There you go, Michael.
So how did you get on his Twitter list?
I hook up with everybody.
Anybody who asks, right?
No, anybody I see interesting. Yeah. No. If it's interesting information and I want it, I twit with them. I twit and I Twitter.
You and I don't even know what to call
thing.
It. Come on.
I know it.
Even she added me, and that's amazing.
So. I did. I even added Sean. Of course,
hey,
I haven't seen him.
You didn't add me. What's up with that?
I haven't seen him Twitter anything in months.
It took me 5 requests before David actually approved me for membership to their site. It's amazing. I didn't know even JP had a Facebook. Otherwise, I might try for that.
We're on Twitter here. We're not on Facebook.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. We're tweeting. This is a tweeter.
And I still don't know how Anthony Weiner managed to tweet pictures. I still don't get that.
Oh, you go back to Weiner again? Oh, my God.
Just
saying.
How do you send a picture?
You just upload them. What do you mean? How do you send them? You upload them. It's easy as pie.
How do you tweet them?
It's as easy on Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, you do the JPEG thing. I mean, they have an upload. They have
That's
an upload.
No explanation.
Don't ask me. I just do it. I go upload. There it is. I upload it. But they do. Did you hear that they've dropped the case against Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, I did.
They've closed that. Federal prosecutors dropped their investigation on Friday. Nearly 2 years, they've been trying to determine whether the world's most famous cyclist and his teammates joined in a doping program. Although they have all kinds of evidence, they have guys on the team that incriminated him.
I don't think they have any physical evidence. They just have the guys who say they saw him do it. How would you know whether someone was taking a vitamin shot or a HGH shot?
Oh, come on.
How do you know?
Oh, come on.
It's a syringe.
You're in the
know?
Locker room. You know what's going on. Don't be crazy. I mean, they know what's going on. Betsy Andrew, who with her husband, former Armstrong teammate Frank, accused the cycling champion of doping. She knows it. They know this. She says the legal system failed. This is what happens when you have a lot of money. You can buy attorneys who have people in high places in the Department of Justice. The case also was spurred by disgraced cyclist. We remember Floyd Landis?
Yep.
Yeah, he claimed that Armstrong had a long-running doping system in place.
And Landis got caught
stripped of his title in 2006.
So he's kind of bitter.
He's bitter.
Armstrong still has all his titles.
And Armstrong is still denying it.
And you apparently don't believe his denial.
I don't believe it. I don't. I mean, why should I believe it? I mean, his
you
teammates are turning on him.
From being Pollyannish and
his teammates and are turning on
to
him.
Being cynical.
His teammates are turning on him.
Just two of them.
There's the evidence.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what
they
to
close
think about
that.
It all.
I don't either.
You know that
I don't really care.
The
to be
MVP,
honest with you,
the MVP for the National League in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He got caught. using steroids this year. So here he is, the MVP, the current MVP.
Well, you know, they used to all use them. I mean, that was all, it was enhancing, you know, performance enhancing drugs. When did they all of a sudden call it doping? I mean, what were they out there going, well, I'm all messed up. Hand me those barbells. I mean, that's not doping. Well, where did they come up with that?
I think the confusion is because baseball players pretty much just do steroids, but the cyclists like Armstrong and these guys, they did something called blood doping, where they'd take out their red blood cells and then right before the race put them back in. So meanwhile, the body's built the red cells back up. Now you're putting the old ones back in, so you got an extra dose.
Okay, now you're explaining it.
Of red blood cells. And I don't know how you would ever catch somebody.
Well, they shave their legs too, so what? You know, it's all part of it, isn't it?
They shave their legs? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they shave their legs. They shave
why do they
body
do that?
Hair. Better aerodynamics.
I thought they had those long
tights on. They shave everything. Shave it all.
You're thinking of the
shave it
all. You're thinking of the swimmers.
No. The cyclists do too. And the runners. Runners do too. Look at a runner. And you'll see. They got the little places where their hair's grown back in, but right around the sock area.
The
no
what area?
Hair.
The where sock used, area.
Well, that's where it started, just around there.
But you said suck area. I didn't know what you were talking about.
JP doesn't get on much, apparently.
hopeful hair.
I'm lost here.
Apparently.
I didn't know cyclists were shaving themselves.
Yeah, like they all do. Yeah, you don't want hair in your body. You can't go through as fast the air. You know, it's aerodynamics, JP. I know that music, that music are your two. Okay, what else? Oh, Soul Train. Did you ever used to? No, you didn't watch. You don't even like music.
Yeah, I love Soul Train.
But I'll bet you saw it. You used to watch it. Soul Train. Yeah, was an icon. Don Cornelius. He passed away. It was kind of a sad day, too. I did see the interview with his son, Tony. And they have no idea. They knew he was depressed because he'd had some things going on. You know, he had just got a divorce, the same as all of us. You know, divorces, lose your job, you know. Yeah, and they don't really know why. They know he was a little bit depressed.
I guess. He's killed himself, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. He did call his son, though, and kind of told him.
Before he did it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course,
he hasn't,
after he did it.
No,
Jim.
After he did it, he called him and said, hey, I've done it.
This is why I don't do the interviews, because I would ask questions like that.
He was an absolute pioneer for everything that he did. He was one of the hippest people in America on Soul Train. He had fro and dancing at Stevie Wonder on. I mean, there's only a few. Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin. He just, it was just a to come over a last minute sometime. He says his father was extremely private, and when you're a private person, you hold things like that inside. But there was a last call that he believes was kind of reaching out.
Okay.
So it was an emergency call. He doesn't say what his father said.
Okay.
And he went over there, 75 years old. And I guess he'd had some health problems. Had some health problems anyway. But man, depression.
Now, here is your
host, there it is.
Don Cornelius.
All right, let's dance.
Hey, Don, welcome aboard. I can guarantee you'll enjoy the ride, especially if you like your soul ice cold, because none other than the Iceman himself is going to be looking you right dead in your eyes after this very important message.
The Iceman. Wow. Thank you for that, Sean. He's just so on top. Look at him dance. That's where I learned how to dance.
Yeah?
I mean, American Bandstand, they, you know, please. They didn't have the soul. The Soul Train did. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. Anyway, he's going to be missed. So I wondered what happened to him, actually. I mean, I hadn't heard anything in a long time, but I guess him and his father were doing TV and things, so darn it.
Him and his father?
I mean, him and his son.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm trying to read and think and everything at the same time and talking about depression.
What's his father, 100?
So much depression, you know. There's just so many different kinds of depression. The best way to spot depression, they say, and prevent suicide among those that you love is to identify the risk factors. You know, some people are prone to it. Family members, I don't know. It's not in your DNA. But if they get, you know, persistent sadness, hopelessness, you know, guilt, feeling guilty all the time, lack of interest, normal activities, things like that. Trouble with the memory.
What? What did you say?
Yeah, trouble with the memory, their memory. Changes in sleeping and eating patterns. Thoughts about death. Of course, if you're private and you don't share it, you don't know. But anyway, he will be missed. 75 years old, brought us lots of music, changed our lives. I loved it. Christine Hiltz is here. She's got a new album out. I'm going to check in with her. What else did you have on your list, JP?
Well, are you going to let me gloat about Romney winning Florida? Remember how I told you it was going to happen?
Yeah, you also said Kane was going to be president. So
I
really
said I liked Clay
holding
Kane.
You I to any of that.
But you remember I said Romney was going to win Florida, and that was going to pretty much be it. And you said, no, no, Gingrich is coming on strong, but look what happened.
But he was coming on strong.
And Romney slaughtered him in Florida, and it looks like Gingrich is going to pull out tonight.
So are you saying that you're endorsing Romney now? Is
no,
that your new pick?
I feel just like, who is it, Isaiah, who said he didn't like any of them? I don't really like any of the four left either.
So you're just not going to vote this year?
You look at my website, it doesn't have anybody on it.
Is that what happens now? People just go, well, I'm not going to vote, I don't like anybody.
I think if you ask me which one I like better than the others, I think Romney. Yeah.
Why is that? Because he's a businessman?
Because we've had an academic for 3 years, and I don't think they work out. They think they're smart, but academics really don't know how to run anything. You know, that when a business and a corporation needs somebody to run it, they don't go to the business school and ask the professor who's all smart about business to come run their business, do they?
No, they bring on a marketing director.
They bring somebody who's been in business. That's kind of what we did with the country, is we took an academic, Barack Obama, and put him in the White House, and it's not working out. And that's what Gingrich is. He's an academic who thinks he's smarter than the average bear, but he's really not.
Somehow I've never seen him as an academic.
He is, though. He even likes to brag about being a history professor, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting. We'll see. Okay, I'm giving you kudos, okay? You said Romney would take Florida, all right? You feel all right? You feel better?
And he is a nice guy, right? You keep saying
that. Is Santorum going to drop out? You think he's going to go all the way?
I think he's like Paul. He's just going to stick like a burr.
Okay, how about Gingrich? You believe he's going to fold tonight, huh?
I can't think of any other reason you'd call a news conference after the caucus.
All right, we'll see. Interesting. Christina Hiltz is here. We're going to check out some of her music and talk to her in just a few minutes right here in our Better Living segment on Broadview.
...1270 The Buzz.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Emergency, this is Judy.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Okay. I have you on Kel Lane and Nell. I'm going to get the 911 centers on the line.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
I just had an accident. It was a bad hit.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
OnStar is built into most new Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac models. And now, you can even add it to your car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for FMV retailers, availability, system limitations, and details.
The sexy reggae meets that happy horn section.
Hey, Mom. Ooh-hoo. See you looking at this girl.
Look at that. That's soulful, Christine.
Oh, thank you so much.
What's the name of this song?
It's called Hey Mon.
Hey Mon. Hey Mon, we be jamming.
Hey, it's February. It's the month of romance,
the
right?
The month of love. That's Did you write that?
I did.
Did you write every song on this album?
I did, except for one. I didn't write the second song. That was written by the writing duo of Alan and Moore. They're here in Reno, and I'll talk about them in a little bit, too. They wrote a song called Soul Survivor. I guess my voice inspired him, so I was so happy that they wrote that. And
inspiring voice.
It
is inspiring.
Thank you. But
Christine Hiltz. Are you from Reno?
I've been here forever, so I'm from Reno. If you've been here since 88, you're from Reno.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been here since 72 on and off. I guess I'm from Reno.
That's it.
Almost a native now. You've bound to have had regular jobs. What else have you done?
Oh, you
dealer?
Know,
I mean, what?
No, I did that whole thing. Dealer? What kind of dealer? I've done the cocktail waitress thing. I've done the you know, I've been the realtor. I do loan modifications. I do all that other stuff. But my passion is music.
Is your music?
Yeah, and I've made my living doing this. I've been around the circuit here. I've toured Europe and all that. So did the whole showgirl thing, the impersonator thing.
What's left to do?
Get that recording contract.
Get that recording. Is that what you're going for? Is that what you want?
Yeah, absolutely. It's time.
What can you do? Well, how do you do that?
Well, you know,
how does that happen?
Isn't the business different now than it used to be? The business is, you know, it used to be you used to sign your life away on a recording contract, and which was kind of cool because you got something.
And you promised now, so many albums, right?
Yeah, and you had a contract. You had to commit to 3 to 5 to 13 CDs, whatever it was.
So, now what? Just YouTube now?
And now it's, you know, a lot of it's product. If you can get your song connected to a really cool tech device and some product, the next thing you know, your voice is out there. You know, it used to be, 10 years ago, it was like, oh, I'm not going to sell out.
Yeah, I'm not going to commercial. Oh, not me.
But now it's like you hope for that. And then if you get your voice and your song connected to a product, the next thing you know, you're on Saturday Night Live and the rest is history. So.
Well, and I think it used to be different. I think that used to be that that if you didn't sell out, then you were holding on to your creativeness.
Yeah.
But if you can't make a living doing what you love, God, you just play for yourself at home, right?
You know, I want to share my music. I want it out there.
Yeah, want to get it out there. How many songs on this album?
You know, I have 11 on each CD, and this is the first one coming out. The other two will be coming out this month, so I have 3 CDs.
Wow,
so 11.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's I'm dating myself. It's a Spinal Tap joke. It's one more than 10, you know, so.
Well, danceable stuff too. Is that what's hot right now?
You know, it is. I got a little bit of everything on this. I've got some R&B. I've got some reggae, a little bit of a kind of pop techno thing, a little bit of everything. I don't want people bored, you know.
You play guitar?
Nope.
Do you play saxophone?
Nope.
Do you play the flute?
No, I play a little bit of percussion.
Play a little percussion. Shake.
That's it.
Singer.
I'm a singer.
You're a singer. Songwriter.
I'm a singer-songwriter, and like I said, except for the song Soul Survivor that is from the band The Outer Towners, who I perform with around the casino circuit. We also do wine tastings to rib cook-offs. We do it all.
What's that like? What's that like doing the casinos? I mean, as far as I know, I used to be entertainment director up at the lake for a small casino up there, and it was always to turn the music down.
But you
really?
Know, they're gambling. Turn the music down.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
So how does that make you feel? I mean, and you have to do a lot of cover tunes and things, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty much almost all cover tunes. We get away with doing some originals, which is good, and they go over really well.
So you just do that for money. You're just doing that to keep alive,
right?
Well,
and you think about it. A lot of people, you know, another one of those, you know, stereotypes, if you're doing the casino thing, then you're selling out.
You're selling out, baby.
Oh, you know, I got to tell you.
I'm selling in.
Yeah, you know, when you're making money and I don't know. I think some of the best musicians in the United States come off of these cabaret stages, because how many musicians do you know can go country, then pop, then rock, and they're doing it 6 nights a week?
Yeah, exactly. You know, showing their wares. I mean,
several sets a night, don't you think?
The good songs you're singing.
You have to get people's attention, so that's kind of makes you a professional, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, pretty much. If you're running people out of there, they're not going to keep you. That's not the name of the game.
It does happen, though. It does. And they always put them right out there in the casino, you know, right out there where they're dealing.
But I love it. I've been doing it for a long time. So
where'd you go to school?
I went to the University of Idaho.
Ah.
I did the whole BFA thing, the acting, singing, and dancing. Used it as my own personal conservatory, and then I wanted to go out and do it.
Have you done some theater?
I did.
Did you do some theater, too?
Yes. Remember the old Reno Little Theater?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes.
I actually did a couple things over there.
Yes.
Did Grease once.
Oh, did you really?
Yes. Many years ago.
That was a cool theater.
It was cute. Now they've got their new place. You've been there, I'm sure.
I've not been there yet.
Well, it's a black box now, so you can kind of go in there and they're just letting, you know, anyone do there.
But I did plays there,